Good afternoon. My blog for today is Where Would You Run If You Had To? What exactly do you do if a nuclear bomb were directed into your neighbourhood? And I say neighbourhood, meaning your country. What would your chances of surviving such an attack be? And should you survive, what would you do? Where would you go? And what should you carry with you? First of all, avoiding the fallout would be the first problem that I can see. And what is fallout? Fallout is the dust and ash that are the result of radioactive bomb material, soil and debris being vaporized and being thrown by the wind over wherever it is that you live. Hiding would be the best idea, making sure that you are in a place that's surrounded by as much other material as possible, this being the only protection you have from the dust and ash falling down around and outside of where your hideout is. The next best idea would be to stay completely hidden until someone comes to your rescue. Nearby buildings might be safe, but recommended hideouts would be in the basement of a brick apartment building that towers over you at least 5 stories high. The building you choose should be the thick brick or concrete ones and preferably not have any windows. This would be the ideal bomb shelter. That way you might only be exposed to 1/200th of the amount of radiation fallout happening on the outside. Opting to stay in your own home would not be safe. Maybe you might be protected from half the made fallout. Maybe. Rules to follow. If you happen to live right next to a solid bomb shelter, then use it and stay inside until rescuers come. If you can see an apartment building, then get to that as quickly as you can and hide in the basement. In saying that, if it is too far away to get there quickly, then stay where you are for at least an hour and then move quickly towards it. We only recommend an hour because at least that gives the fallout time to settle down, although once you're exposed to the outside air, every minute you're risking your future health. This all has to be taken into consideration when making the decisions that need to be made quickly and usually on the move. If you're thinking on a larger scale as to where you might feel safe, then Antarctica would be a great place because look at its locality compared to where a bomb could find its trajectory. Another option could be Easter Island, where there is nothing left in the way of forestation but the stones that Ireland is so known for. It's a good distance from South America, therefore could be a cool place to hang out while the rest of the world burns. Then you have Kiribati and the Marshall Islands, which are islands that are surrounded by 750,000 square miles of just ocean. They were previously used as testing grounds for such destructive weapons, which now allow us to think that they could be two of the safest places to be on Earth should the leaders of our nations go crazy and push buttons that are just taken for granted instead of being pondered upon in a really heavy fashion. Thinking outside of the square would be good to practice in these days of uncertainty as to the trigger-happy fingers that hang at the end of the politically deranged leaders thinking in times of crisis. Whatever your decision, you need to look after you first, then everyone else comes second. And that is how life happens. So thanks for reading my blog. Please comment below and share my link. And this is Debbie Nicholson.